done. You can get it done. What's more, you gotta get it done.
There's a gleam, man. There's a gleam. Let's get the gleam, all right? Let's go.
Want a piece of that championship? Put it in here.
Hey, guys, where else would you rather be?
Welcome in to Hour 2 of Big Dog Sports Talk with Rick Watson on 105.3 The Bear. Join the conversation now on the Baker Team Hotline, 540-731-1053, or text Rick and the show at 744-2990. And now your host, the Big Dog, Rick Watson.
What do you mean, go get it? Man, that ball's way in left field.
I don't care what field it's in. Willie plays all fields.
Every time we come to the game, you're talking about Willie plays all the fields.
That's right.
Let's call Willie and ask him. Call him.
Okay. Hey, Willie.
Yes.
Are you Willie Mays?
Yes.
Whose ball was that?
Why was it?
In left field.
Well, that's Irving's ball.
I told you that. Every time we come to the game, we got to talk about it. The next time, I'm going to sit in the grandstand.
Say, hey, fellas, what's your name?
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. When he hits the ball, it's long gone, man. Hits it farther than Campy can. Swings the bat like a little lead pipe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
The bases like a choo-choo train. Swings around second like an aeroplane. His cap flies off when he passes third. And he heads home like an eagle bird.
Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. Yes, he covers center like he had jet shoes. The other batters get the Willie blues. Anything hit his way is out. Man, it just don't pay those guys to clout. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great.
Oh, there's no doubt. That giant kid was great. Wednesday, 744-2990 on the text line.
When Willie served his Uncle Sam, he left the Giants in an awful jam. But now he's back, and he's Leo's joy. And Willie's still a growing boy.
Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey. Giant kid is great. Say, Willie, what you gonna say?
Say hey.
There you go. Tribute to the great Willie Mays by the Trainers back in the day. Trainers, I guess I should say. 731-1053 is the Baker Team hotline. Mourning the loss of another sports icon, the greatest living baseball player, passed away last night at the age of 93. The Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays. Sad, sad day indeed for everybody involved. Call us up anything that's on your mind. We have Bill Roth and David Teal in hour number 3. David will update us on his coverage of the College World Series. Other items as we motor along here. So Wayne from Ohio sent me this. And to show you just how out of ideas Hollywood is, and they ruin everything. Like Disney ruins just about everything it touches. It's like it is absolutely devastated, gutted, and ruined Star Wars. They're making a Spaceballs 2, apparently. I count on Wayne for these pop culture updates. Spaceballs 2. Now, I can watch the first Spaceballs. I'm not a massive Spaceballs fan. I think it's okay. I like Rick Moranis a lot. Love John Candy. Don't like Joan Rivers. Don't like the guy who played the Han Solo character. I don't remember who the princess was. She was kind of a nondescript actress as well. I believe the guy... Speaking of movies. All right. But anyway, I think it's going to segue nicely. See how things just kind of come full circle here on the program? So I believe the guy who plays the Han Solo character in Spaceballs is the same guy who plays the president in Independence Day. Is that right? Isn't that the same guy? What's his name? What's my name? hey, you. Yeah. Sorry. That's a whole different thing. That's an old Bill Hader SNL skit. What's my name? I don't know if we need a Spaceballs 2 is my whole point. And by the way, my daughter has been in town, and she's a big movie buff, and I usually let her pick movies that she wants to watch, and she goes, hey, how about we watch Independence Day? Because she had not seen it, you know, she'd heard a lot about it, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. She goes, what's wrong, dude? It's kind of bad. It's just kind of stupid. Okay, well, and I'm watching Independence Day, and I'm realizing just how right I was. Independence Day falls along the lines of Footloose, of people that will insist that it's a good movie and it's not. The same people who come to you and say, hey, I really like The Natural. No, you're wrong. I mean, you can like it. Yeah, you're not wrong about liking something, but no, it's not a good movie. Spaceballs does not need a sequel. Especially, I mean, if you're going to use the same actors, it's got to be different actors, right? Bill Pullman. Thank you, Wayne. Look at that. That was a deep pull. But Bill Pullman is the president in Independence Day. It is a terrible movie. I mean, it's just terrible. Just awful. But in any event, I digress. I love the part when the spaceships that are over the cities have fired on all the cities, creating all this devastation. Then they show Will Smith and Harry Connick Jr. cutting up in the... Hey, before we go out and challenge these ships, flight session, let's go ahead and just make some jokes, even though we've just lost millions of lives across the world. Now I'm getting multitudes of people telling me it's Bill Pullman. Thank you. Thank you. Big Al writes in, probably giving NCAA too much credit, but do you think the idea to have a hard 85 limit in football and eliminate walk-ons is to try to stem potential gambling issues? About non-compensated athletes. I think, you know what, Al? You should be running the NCAA because that is a very thought-provoking text message. No, there's no way the NCAA is thinking as deeply and as wisely as you are. That's what I will say to that. I guarantee you that they're not even thinking about the gambling aspect of this because you know what? They're now in bed with the gambling apps. Hey, if you don't believe me, go to ESPN because right below their college football story is, hey, sign up today for ESPN Bet and take our free blah, blah, blah. I mean, just, no, you're right. It would help, sure. But no, they're not thinking of that in any way, shape, or form. There's no way that anybody in the NCAA has been able to correlate that. By the way, the 85 limit's not going to happen. I don't know what the number's going to be. It will slice into the walk-ons. But I saw social media post by one of the college football writers a few weeks ago that said that every coach that was polled in the Power Fours, it was a unanimous vote. Nobody's in favor of seeing the walk-on program being decimated or reduced, so it won't happen. And really, it makes no sense. I still don't understand the whole mindset to that. If you're a walk-on, you're not going to go into it with the mindset that I'm going to get paid anyway. You know, right? I mean, if you are an invited walk-on, you probably feel fortunate. Oh, cool. And a lot of times, walk-ons are kids. Like, for instance, down at Radford University, we've added, I think there's two or three walk-on guys who really just wanted to try out. They have to try out to be accepted as walk-ons. So they had to make the cut, if you will. Those guys aren't coming back and going, okay, now that I'm a walk-on, I need X amount of dollars. No, you're a walk-on. If you're asking me for NIL money as a walk-on, guess what? You're out of here. We're going to go bring back one of the kids who didn't make it. But I guess the feeling is, since we don't know anything, Al, it's like this, and this is why your thought makes a lot of sense. Maybe the new rules in place are going to say, hey, look, you know, all this whole potential employee of the athletic department scenario that could play up is going to include these walk-ons, so there's 20 more employees per school. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I would find it hard to believe that you could have the same designation from a scholarship player to a walk-on, but then again, we are talking about the NCAA, aren't we, Al? Right? So, I will never give them the credit that they're actually being thought-provoking like you are. There's no chance that they are. Zero chance. All we have is, you know, Charlie Baker last week going, hey, you know what? We don't know what this thing's going to look like. You know what? It's going to be really hard. Thanks, Charlie. Charlie making millions for that kind of really just absolutely Einstein-esque statement. Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate. We wouldn't have known that it's chaos and we don't know what it's going to look like because they're all waiting on the legislation. Thanks, Charlie. Terry and Withful writes in. Love that Willie Mays song. Hadn't heard that in a number of years. Yeah, I think they had a baseball album back in the 60s. Talking about the celebration of athletes when baseball was truly the national pastime. And Jackie Robinson's integration into baseball brought in all the other black players, and it was a major hit with fans, and it improved the game mightily. This is why I didn't have any problem with the Negro League players having their numbers included in baseball. I thought the pushback on that from people made no sense. But, yeah, I want to say they had songs for a lot of the players. I think Mickey Mantle definitely had one. We know Joe DiMaggio had – what didn't Joe have? Jolton Joe DiMaggio? Oh, here I go. Now, see. They did. Let's see if this is it. Is this it? No, wait a minute.
Time to help people cut some
– Hang on. You're not supposed to hear the ads. Let me get rid of the ads there. Yeah, this is – oh, well, this was – wow, this is really early, though. This isn't the 50s. This is going back to 1941? Les Brown? I don't know why it's not playing. All I've got is a picture of... hang on, let me see if I can get this thing to play here. This is Jolton Joel DiMaggio, right? Let's see here. Here we go. Yeah. Stuff like this. It's a lot like the Willie Mays song here.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
We need a hit, so here I go.
Ball one.
Yay!
Ball two.
Yay!
Right one.
Ooh!
Right two.
Kill that umpire.
Yeah!
Yeah, there we go.
A case of Wheaties.
Les Brown and his band
of renown, 1941, with Jolton Joe DiMaggio. Hey there, sports fans.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, they had a lot of songs like this back then.
Street that's got us all aglow. He's just a man and not a freak. Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
He tied the mark at 44, July the 1st, you know. Since then he's hit a good 12 more. Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
From coast to coast, that's all you'll hear of Joe, the one-man show. He's glorified the horsehide sphere.
Yeah, Jolton, I mean, this is good stuff, man. There you go. Yeah, anyway, they had a lot of songs. Glad you enjoyed it. All right. Motoring along here on a Wednesday. So we slide over the hump. Text line's popping, 744-2990 as always. More coming up as we roll along on a Wednesday.
Big Dog is back on The Bear.
Hush now, don't you cry. Wipe away the tear drop from your eye. You're lying safe in bed. It's all a bad dream spinning in your head. Your mind tricked you to feel the pain of
taking ourselves far too seriously.
Of life.
Let's make this very dramatic.
So here it is, another chance. Wide awake, you face the day, your dream is over. Or has it just begun?
Lucidity is the quality of being easily understood, completely intelligible, or comprehensible. This is the silent lucidity.
There's a place I like to lie. A doorway that I
744-2990. So if you're silently lucidity,
relax, child, you
then you have no quality of being easily understood, completely intelligible, or comprehensible. Maybe that's the whole point.
You were scared.
I get the impression that somebody in the band learned the word lucidity and said, hey, let's just throw this into a song. Kind of a short list for rock songs with the name and word lucidity in the title. Here we go. Here's the big payoff right here. Is there any time in your life when you've been sitting around, you know, with your buddies and somebody says something that everybody agrees with and everybody just kind of looks around and goes, wow, you know what, Frank? That was some terrific lucidity you just displayed right there. Yeah, that's what I was going for. I wanted to make sure you guys knew the lucidness of everything that I was saying. And the fact that you grasped on to my lucidity, you know, the quality of being easily understood, completely intelligible, or comprehensible, makes this whole session we've had together even more special. 744-2990. Here we go, by request here. We're going to hear more
music. Are you ready? Here we go. Who will survive?
This is 1993. The WWE Superstars perform WrestleMania. Sounds a little bit like the black and white song from Michael Jackson, doesn't it? Hacksaw! It's Hacksaw!
I'll show you how to get beat up, beat up. The way to Tatanka sees it, to climb to the top. In the World Wrestling Federation, Tatanka will be successful.
Hey, ever since I was a little bitty boy, I wanted to do one thing and one thing only, and that's to be a law enforcement officer. Treat other people like you want to be treated. Try to
Big
walk
boss
a
man.
Narrow, because that's the only way you're going to survive in this life.
Who will survive?
And you're gonna get nasty stuff right down your throat all through 93. Let me tell you something, boys.
The Hitman. Bret Hart.
Excellence of execution is on top. There's a new gun in town.
I made a vow to become a law enforcement officer. See these handcuffs right here? They're an instrument of justice. The Big Boss Man is law, order, and justice of the World Wrestling Federation.
Love Big Boss Man, by the way. Yeah. There you go. That's a request from Robbie. He wanted to hear the WWE WrestleMania song. Yeah. There you go. All right, on that note, we're going to take a break, come back halfway home here on a Wednesday. Bill Roth, David Teal in the 8 o'clock Power Hour. More coming up. Stay with us. Don't go away.
This is 105.3 The Bear, the New River Valley's rock station. 105.3 The Bear. Big Dog.
Well, because a handful of you demanded it, by the way. Hang on, that one keeps cutting out. Welcome back to the program. Hope you're doing well, wherever you might be.
What would a party be without music? In just a moment, we're going to show you the very first broadcast premiere, as a matter of fact, music video done by the World Wrestling Federation, and you'll see the two sides go at it as never before in this form. Let's take a look.
Remember,
this video can be seen exclusively on MTV.
We've gone down the World Wrestling Federation music video rabbit hole. You're welcome, America. Anyway, I had about six different people wanting to hear Land of a Thousand Dances. Here we go. Mysteriously absent from this is like Hulk Hogan, the Ultimate Warrior, Randy, the Macho Man Savage. Are they not in here at all? This must be a different version. I don't see those guys. Anyway, there you go. You're welcome. 744-2990. We had, next Tuesday, Jermaine and I are just going to talk about wrestling. Jermaine Farrell. He's a big wrestling guy like me. And I think a lot of you are big wrestling folks. And I just realized, seeing him again, how much, by the way, what a great character Rowdy Roddy Piper was. What a great, great character. And very good at his craft. And a bit of the sociopath that he came across during his character. Right? Rowdy Roddy Piper? I'm trying to think of all those great characters. He's probably one of my all-time favorites. He segued very nicely into the WWE. Big, strong guy. Great, great, by the way, with the promos. I mean, just a natural with the promos. So good. And that was the one thing that we talk about, the Iron Claw, which I recommend. By the way, I've got a lot of people thanking me for that. The Iron Claw is outstanding, other than the portrayal of Ric Flair. But Kevin Von Erich, who the movie is centered around, played by Zac Efron, was being groomed as a star, but he was terrible at the promos, which was true. He wasn't good at the promos. But Kerry Von Erich, played by Jeremy Allen White, was a natural with the promos. So their dad was like, whoa, wait a minute, hang on. Zach is the guy we has the look and the guy we want, but Kerry is that guy. Kerry was the first one who was going to get a shot, by the way, at the title in Japan when he was killed. Yeah, Piper's Pit, Wayne. Yeah, how great was that? He had his own little, he had his own little talk segment. Didn't he almost every episode of Piper's Pit turn on whoever he was talking to and start beating him up? Or is that just me? But I think you can watch the Iron Claw, even if you're not a wrestling fan, really appreciate what a passion project that was for Zac Efron and that, the folks who put that together. Since 99.3% of anything that comes out of Hollywood is just complete and utter sewage, this was one of those little diamonds in the rough that I didn't expect to be as good as it was, and it was nice to see it be done just for the sake of telling a story and for entertainment as opposed to getting across the message that all of Hollywood does now and just about everything that it releases. The promo, the whole thing is just great. People always ask, you know, when I grew up, why is wrestling such a big part? It is for everybody. How many of you out there didn't watch? How many of you dudes out there didn't watch wrestling? You know, and yeah, in a certain age, you understand that what it is. You figure out what it is. But it doesn't matter. It didn't change it for me. If anything, I think I was, you know, and Jimmy Valle and I used to talk about this during the first run of the show when Jimmy would come on in his weekly segment. I think I had more respect for it once you fully understand that, you know, things are choreographed a certain way to make sure you don't get hurt. But the things that you're trying to make look as real as possible, and then going out and executing it, I'm not sure that's not even more impressive, to be honest with you. Because it's got to be so difficult, because at the whole time, you just don't want anybody to get hurt. But, any event, that was the land of a thousand dances. When the WWF was at its absolute height of its power, WrestleMania was the biggest event probably in the country, along with the Super Bowl, right? That's probably not an exaggeration, is it? And WrestleMania started to blossom early on, don't you think, probably, in terms of... It had to be. It had to be. Yeah, that's right. Wayne makes a great point, and Jimmy used to talk about this. It's in his book, by the way, the Woo Mercy Daddy book. You're looking at guys that, I mean, they were all over the place during the week. You just didn't hear about, you didn't have social media where you could go watch it on YouTube or anything like that. I mean, these guys were performing all week. They were going to different towns, and then they would show up for the studio show that what we got to see on Saturday. And, man, oh, man. It was a lot. It was a whole lot. So those guys did. A lot of those guys got very, very close, which is why they could never show up in the same car because they were, most of them, secretly good friends. And, you know, you couldn't show up in a town and be in the same car together. That would destroy the whole image of it. So you had to show up separately, which I think is pretty funny. Did you ever get the mags? Oh, I love the magazine, man. Oh, yeah, the magazines were great. Because the magazines would have the shots, would have still shots of those matches you didn't get to see or hear about during the shows we got to watch on Saturdays. I mean, you would see the blood. You didn't have much blood, if I can remember. All you wrestling gurus out there. Saturday shows back in the day when we had, you know, the NWA, WCW. We didn't have, during the Crockett era, we didn't have the cut foreheads, right? The small razor blades and the wristbands. You didn't have a lot of the blood. But when you'd get the magazines, you would see the pictures of those matches through the week. And those guys were just covered in blood. I mean, they would go out and... I mean, you think about, too, doing that to yourself, being committed to your task and to your craft. But you didn't get much of the blood stuff at all. I can't remember. I don't think you had any during the very controlled TV episodes. But, man, I tell you what, when you're young and you're watching that stuff, you couldn't wait for it. Couldn't wait till Saturday afternoon. Jim Caudle will get on there. Hey, fans, welcome. And it was a very small crowd they had inside of that studio. Still remember the one with Blackjack Mulligan and Ric Flair, the storyline. It was, I think Ric Flair came out and destroyed Blackjack's cowboy hat or something. And then they had Flair come out and do a promo before he did his TV match that day. And he was talking about some brand new robe that he just, you know, had specially designed, one of Rick's Nature Boy robes. And during the match that Flair was having, all of a sudden, here comes Blackjack showing up, and he's wearing the robe. He's wearing Ric Flair's robe. And then, you know, Flair gets distracted when he sees Blackjack Mulligan in the robe, and Mulligan then proceeds to tear it into shreds. He's just ripping it apart, you know. It's great. And then I think they ended up going at it out of the ring, like, behind the cameras and just fighting. So good. You would get some good stuff on the Saturday shows, but it didn't matter because you got to watch it. You're just enjoying it. It didn't matter who it was. But you knew it was special when you saw Flair come out there on a Saturday. He was that marketable guy. And he was a big bleeder, man. He was a big bleeder. Of course, you made more money at that time, which Jimmy explained. You, the more things you did like that, you made more money. So, yeah, absolutely. Great stuff, man. But we're going to talk more wrestling next Tuesday with Jermaine. Because you respect the craft. You respect the craft. And it still makes me very angry when know-nothing say, well, does anybody pay attention to wrestling? It's fake. No, there's nothing about it. Fake. It's choreographed and being faked. It's two different things. You try to explain that to people. I mean, those guys were making all those moves. They were making all those dives. They were doing all those holds. They were timing that thing out. Sometimes they'd be in the ring a long, long time. It's a lot of strength, a lot of physical exertion to be able to sit backstage after you've done all that and everybody's okay. Remember Boogie saying, the first thing we do is make sure everybody is okay, which I thought was really cool. You get back in the locker room off camera or out of sight and, hey, is everybody all right? They have a doctor in there just to make sure you're okay. Yeah, that's right. Wayne from Ohio. That's right. The window break that we had was real. I'll tell you that. That wasn't fake. That wasn't. That wasn't fake at all. Great stuff, man. Great stuff. Land of a Thousand Dances. Jimmy Snuka. Man, I love Jimmy Snuka. Remember Jimmy Snuka? Superfly? All right, we'll be back. Half of hour two. Remind you what's ahead in our Power Hour coming up. Don't go away.
Big Dog on the Bear.
Show us everything you've got. You keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You say you wanna go for a spin. The party's just begun, we'll let
all right.
you in.
We are just about done with hour two. Go off, David Till scheduled to join us in the Power Hour.
You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting. What a rock and roll all night. And party every day.
It's only true.
What a rock and roll all night.
744-2990 is the text line. So in our was it elementary school? Yeah, it was our elementary school talent show. I was Peter Criss in our KISS band. We left the makeup on the rest of the day. You show us everything you've got. Baby, that's quite a lot. I believe this was the song we were performing. It was either this or Detroit Rock City. I can't remember which one. Song would play, and you'd get out there, and you would just, you know, you'd start going. Let's go to the Baker Team hotline. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, big dog. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Hokey Bob here.
Hey, Hokey Bob.
Do you remember Manny Suzuki and Ono Wiki Wiki?
I do not. I know the names after reading stuff, but I don't know. I don't remember them at all. No.
Well, they were an Oriental wrestling team way back in the day on Jim Crockett, and probably a little before your time. So, at any rate, but I remember seeing the great Manny Suzuki and Ono Wiki Wiki going at people with their karate chops.
Very cool. Very well. I think people don't understand that the how huge wrestling is in both the Asian and Mexican culture. Right? It's been around so long. It kind of it's taken over. There's certain sections of the world where it's still huge. It's still just massive.
Big time in Latin America, but no doubt about that whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I just want you to know that the steak was absolutely delicious.
Okay, well, it looked pretty good. It looked really, really good, by the way. Well done. And Lee Perrins is, yes, my staple as well.
Yeah, I sent you a picture. I have an old Lee and Perrins bottle. I found it Hillsville Labor Day flea market several years ago, so I keep that around. And but you know, hey, we lost Willie Mays, a great guy, a great gentleman. You know, as I texted you, people forget he only played very shortly in 52, was gone.
Mm-hmm.
None in 53 because he served his nation in the Army during the Korean War conflict.
Right.
So, I mean, so you forget, hey, really, he lost 2 years.
Yeah.
Because, like, he only played a few games in 52. So, I mean, but just what a great guy and what a great American. It doesn't get any better than Willie Mays.
No, I agree. I agree. This is one that it resonates to anybody, even beyond baseball, just sports and the country. He's such a great ambassador. And you're right, he would have been well over 700 home runs had he not lost all that time to his service.
Right. What is he, sixth or seventh overall?
Yeah, sixth. Still sixth overall, yeah.
Yeah, imagine with basically two more seasons what he would have done.
Oh, my goodness gracious, yeah, absolutely.
And so, short change. But anyway, well, listen, congratulations on the big move to 105.3. They can hear you now around the world.
That's right, they can. I don't have to keep getting calls. Hey, we lost the station at so-and-so area driving around town. Don't get that anymore, so that's good.
Yeah, once I go past the Cracker Barrel going down Christiansburg Mountain, I don't lose you anymore.
Yay, that's the whole point. Yay, good to hear. Good to hear.
Listen, thanks for all you do for the New River Valley. The Hokies are going to have a great year this year. I think they're going to land on their feet overall with this thing. There's a lot of love for the Hokie Nation. Got an old friend down in Alabama. He says Bama loves Virginia Tech. So hopefully all this will work out for us. And we will end up with a chair when the music stops.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate that a whole lot, man.
Have a go.
There you go. Hokie Bob, good stuff. And I'm trying, you know, my own personal view of this thing. Like, because I know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get text messages. Oh, you're just being a homer. You're just being a tech guy. I'm telling you, I am so bullish on Virginia Tech's chances this season. I really think they are going to be playing for an ACC championship here in 2024. That's right. That's right. That's my early call. I know. Go ahead. I know. Look, Clemson is kind of sputtering. Florida State's distracted. DJ Uiagalelei is now their quarterback. Don't believe going from Jordan Travis to DJ is going to be an upgrade. Just my opinion. Louisville, yeah, they'll be good. Okay. North Carolina, I don't know if you can ever consider them to be any more than just hype. Sam Howell's now the Mike Vick of the ACC. The ACC has got NC State, right? They're propping them up. Maybe they're going to be pretty good. But how many times over the last decade have we heard about NC State finally having this great year, and then you look middle of the year, they have 3, 4, 5 losses? Okay. I'm just saying, look at the schedule. Look who Tech's returning. Look who they have back. Look who they avoid in the ACC. I believe, now again, all this is going to be attributed to being able to stay healthy. I believe Virginia Tech will be playing for an ACC championship. There you go. I've called my shot. Do with it what you will. Bill Roth, Roth Report, coming up when we come back.